We've got Melanie C with us this afternoon. Earphones out. Because you wear this little in-ear monitor thing, you
don't. Yeah, I've got them. They're a bit gross, aren't they? They look like a little fetus.
You shove them in your ear. Thank you very much. I saw you running around Hampstead the other day. You're looking pretty fit these days.
Did you?
Yeah.
How embarrassing for me.
Well, I nearly crashed the car. I'm sorry, she's coming on the show.
Yeah, I do like to have a bit of a run around Hampstead, yeah.
Yeah, so you're keeping fit?
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
And you're just off the road?
Yeah, we just got back on Tuesday, actually. Our last night was in Dublin. So that was, you know, a bit of a party.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of people listening to this. There's a guy called Neil Sullivan who says, great set. Just wonder whether you had any plans for any new tattoos.
Actually, I don't at the moment. I've always, since the first one, the next one's always been on the cards. But now I've kind of taken a bit of a break. I'm running out of body space.
You and Beckham. Mm-hmm. A guy called Steve in Liverpool says, I chatted Mel up in a club in Liverpool years ago and she blew me out. Wise girl. You don't remember any of this, do you, really?
No.
No. Siobhan says, the new album and the single are fab. Who are your musical influences?
I think it's a real range. My first musical memories, when I was young, I used to listen to Stevie Wonder and the Beatles. It was like my parents' records.
Yeah.
And then I got into the 80s, I got into Madonna and Wham. And now it's just a real eclectic mix. You know, I love rock, I love new metal. I love some of the pop stuff at the moment. Justin Timberlake, I think, is fantastic. And Christina Aguilera. So I like to take influences from everywhere, really.
There's a lot around at the moment. A lot of people say the pop business is in dire straits, and I suspect it tends to be more folky people that don't like the music a lot. But there's a lot of stuff being done.
There's some really great stuff out there, and there's some real rubbish, but that's the way it's always been.
Yeah.
I think there's probably just more of everything now.
Yes, there is. The new album is called Reason, and it's... because Northern Star was 99, wasn't it?
Yes.
So this is 4 years.
I know.
So
it's a while, isn't it?
Do you rest, or does it take you 4 years to do an album, or do you twiddle your thumbs a bit?
Well, you know what? The reason why it's taken this long is because, you know, luckily Northern Star was really successful and enabled me to tour for almost 2 years, on and off, all over the world. So then, you know, I need a little bit of a break. But really, I was only hanging around for 2 months. And then I went into the studio and started writing. And then the whole process, the album took about 16 months or something from beginning to end. So it's not as if, you know, you've been sitting with your feet up.
Because you only had about 7 days off in 2 years, didn't you, with the Spice Girls?
There were some statistics flying about, weren't there? But they were quite accurate, yeah. It was a crazy, crazy time.
Did you have, comparing what it was like with the Spice Girls to what it is now, did you have, as sporty, did you ever have any say in what went on at all? Or did you all club together?
Do you know what? There's a lot of misconceptions about the Spice Girls, and we did have a lot of control. We had a great record deal. You know, at the time when we were with Simon Fuller, he was a great manager, you know, until it was our time to part. And we had a lot of ideas, and we were a strong little, you know, fivesome at one point. We did have a lot of say. But you do always have to compromise being in a band, you know, any band.
It's a committee.
It is.
Yeah. And who decided on the costumes? Who decided on the stars?
Costumes. You know what? It was true to ourselves, you know, that's a way that we all kind of dress. But of course, we played up to a little bit. When we were given our nicknames, you know, we played on that a little bit. But it was never anything like, you must wear this and you must wear that. You know, some of the girls were bullies, but, you know.
Go on.
No.
Tell us, go on.
I think people can probably guess.
Surely not. I just wondered how did Victoria, because who said, Victoria, right, you're posh and you get all the expensive frocks?
Well, do you know what? Compared to the rest of us, Victoria was posh, because I think, you know, it's fair to say that we were all from a working class background, but Victoria was more middle class than the rest of us. You know, she came from, you know, her parents had a bit of money, and she did to us. We were in high street clothes, but she was more your Karen Millens, and yeah, you know, we were more your Topshop.
Because she had the frocks and you had the track pants and the vest.
I was happy. Can you imagine trying to do a backflip in a little Gucci dress and high heels?
Yeah, I found it rather difficult as well. Hannah Chase says, you obviously love touring, it's a big part of your life, but what for you are the best points and the worst points of touring? When you answer the question of to worst points, bear in mind the band are looking at you through the glass.
No, it's the band. No, the worst point has got to be, you just get so tired. I think you give so much on stage, sometimes more than you've got to give, I think. And, you know, the next day, sometimes you wake up like somebody, you feel like somebody's beating you up. And, of course, being away from home and, you know, missing your home comforts and your bed and stuff. But, you know, the best things is, of course, the performance, getting out there, playing the songs. And for me, I get a real buzz off. I know every performance I do, even if we have... I mean, not that we've ever had a bad gig, but even if it's not a great gig, I know every performance makes me a more experienced performer, you know, and I'm only going to improve with time. So that's a real buzz for me as well.
Because I was going to ask you, how do you feel you've changed? Because you've been doing it a few years now.
Mm.
How do you feel you've changed as a performer now? Because solo album number two's out.
Yeah.
And you've just done the tour again. And you've been doing it a few years now.
Yeah.
Have you changed any way at all?
Yeah, I think I'm definitely more confident now. I know I've still got a long way to go. And that's something just to look forward to, really. But I used to be a bit of a headless chicken. And I think I used to try too hard. And don't get me wrong, I still try an awful lot. But I think I've just calmed down a little bit. I've got a bit more faith in myself.
All right. Victoria answers, not that one, surely. Please ask Melanie, what's the best thing she's been given by a fan?
Oh, when you get quite a good presence in Southeast Asia, actually. I remember being in, it was in Japan or somewhere close by, and I was given a watch. That was good.
It'd be fake, though.
No, it was real. It was one of those lovely G-Shock ones. I was really into them at the time.
Have you ever been mistaken by people who think you are somebody else? Another celebrity, says Bernadette in Scotland.
Well, I do get... I mean, I don't think they mistakenly think I am this person. I think they just get us mixed up. But sometimes I get called Posh, and I get called Mel B as well, which is quite bizarre.
That's the dyslexic fan, surely. Right, you're going to do four more songs.
Yes.
And can you go on email as well? Because there's people asking you questions and these things are flying in.
I can
so
do that.
So if you spend half an hour on email, they just have to be yes, no, or go away.
No problem.
But not big, big answers. And two more songs from you after this. You mentioned Stevie Wonder. I don't know whether you've got this. You can probably take this away with you. It's an album called Conception. It's an interpretation of Stevie Wonder songs. Karen Wheeler's on there. Mary J. Blige, Brian McKnight,
ooh,
John Mellencamp, India Uri, and an old fella called Eric Clapton.